Welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're talking about celebrating World Peace Day. September the 21st is the International Day of Peace. In our blog, we linked to a number of peace organizations, but in this podcast, we'd like to honor this day by giving you a preview of the peace chapter from our forthcoming audio book. Peace. A quotation. Peace is a conscious choice, John Denver. One of the most surprising aspects of our relationship is the direct experience of peace that it engenders. This follows naturally from the alternatives to conflict that we practice. For us, peace is not a void described by the absence of conflict, anger, or war. Peace is an actual experience. It is filled with calm, assurance of goodness, acute awareness of presence, acceptance of what is, joy, and overflowing love. It is both intense, passionate happiness and quiet, rock-solid reassurance. Peace permeates all of our interactions and is our underpinning, our foundation. We are convinced that this knowledge and the direct experience of actual peace can be available in every relationship. Peace through acceptance. One of the keys to knowing true peace within your relationship is practicing acceptance. This occurs when neither of you participates in the one-upmanship of power struggles or the insistence on being right. When you truly accept your partner, you're not busy trying to make them someone else. Practicing this kind of acceptance eliminates the root of much of the conflict and alienation people have in their relationships. Instead, it leads to a state of peace that cannot really be imagined before experiencing it. The kind of calm and relaxation that emerges when you do not feel the need to defend or protect your person is filled with joy and creative power. A quotation. There should be no higher calling for you than to meet your partner's need for acceptance. If you want peace and tranquility, you must approach the task of managing your intimate relationship with a general spirit of acceptance. Phil McGraw, Relationship Rescue. Peace through individuality. The same is true when you truly honor the individuality of your partner. It's surprising and very revealing to see how much of a challenge it can be to recognize that, no matter how much you and your partner share core values, you are still distinctly different and completely unique individuals. When you treat your partner's views and feelings as having as much validity as your own, you offer a place where they can exist in comfort. They do not have to bend down because the ceiling is too low. They need not avoid the side of the couch where the springs stick out. They don't need to step outside to stretch. There is no need to find a more comfortable abode. It requires a secure sense of your own individuality to take the leap of accepting your partner as a separate individual and to understand that this strengthens your union and doesn't challenge it. When you not only recognize this, but also value and rejoice in this separateness and difference, you are creating that free and undefended state in both yourself and your partner that is so necessary for peace to exist. Peace through our process. Acceptance and the recognition and celebration of your partner's individuality creates an atmosphere in which you can apply the process we have talked about. Using this process for resolving differences and making decisions is a very positive experience, and consequently, there's no reticence to having these problem-solving sessions, nor do you accumulate negativity that barbs your relationship. On the contrary, the fruits of such discussions are very enjoyable. They generate a positive experience of a shared creative act, which contains the dual experience of having reached a resolution, while at the same time connecting very deeply with each other. The more you use this process, and the more knowledge you have of its creative outcomes, the more you will come to trust in its availability, and the more your relationship will become a serene zone of peace. Peace through presence. Our dissatisfactions rarely arise from what is in front of us. Instead, our past learning and our future fears intrude to disturb our peace. Our knowledge of the world takes two forms: ideas in the mind and what we know from direct experience. Being present is a way to see that these intrusions do not exist in the world, but only in our mind. When we can see the world for how it is, we can act accordingly. When you take this approach, you're not plagued by worries and creations of the mind. You do not see your partner in terms of the past, and you're not projecting about how they might behave. Consequently, you are in an undefended state and have the opportunity to share experiences in the moment, and through these experiences, a mutual reality. When you and your partner are truly present with each other, you both feel heard and seen. You share yourselves intimately and appreciate the other. Out of this arises a feeling of connectedness that gives you a deep-seated experience of peacefulness, relaxation, and joy, which can permeate your whole day. A conversation.
Peace is an element I would emphasize in terms of our relationship. I think it's at the very foundation and core of what's important to us and comes as a result of how we are together.
Yes, you described peace as a core value, and my initial thought was that's weird. But I immediately realized that's true, because what is a core value if not something that I value? And I certainly value peace.
Yes, and we have, as I'm fond of pointing out, a very passionate, peaceful relationship. It's important to me that both these elements, passion and peace, are seen together, because I know people very often associate the idea of peace with an even-keeled, maybe even slightly boring, very one-tone existence. And that's not what our experience is at all. The experience of actually living together in peace the way we do, I get shivers when I start to think about it. It is so ecstatic, so full of joy, of real joy, like freedom, total lack of stress, relaxation, a feeling of goodness that I take with me all the time. It's a really amazing thing to have the experience of peace as we do.
If you regard the experience of peace in our relationship as a lack of conflict, where neither of us need to put any effort into resolving how we work together, such as who's doing the groceries or any of that whole list of large and small activities, that removes a whole range of distractions and allows us to experience the joys of life.
It also comes with the knowledge that you're not going to be attacked by your partner. I'm never expecting anything to come at me from you unawares. I'm not carrying around fortresses and defenses ever, and I have no weight on me in terms of being in your presence. I know that anything coming from you is not just accepting, but it's also really acknowledging and supportive and loving and wonderful. You're never arguing just for the sake of it. You're never wanting to push your power on me in any way. There are no power plays going on between us.
Yes, in many ways, peace is a not doing, a process of not interfering with each other. It's an absence of power struggles, an absence of either of us pushing to be right. Instead, we use our process to find only mutual solutions and decisions. Your goals may reach further than you think. You think you're working on yourself and your relationship, and indeed you are. But there is another unexpected component that arises from this work. Practicing peace in your relationship has results that affect more than just the two of you. Firstly, it influences other people by example. Secondly, you start treating others the same way. It ripples out into the world and, by showing what is possible, inspires people to be their best. The direct experience of peace and the calm yet ecstatic sense of joy and love that arise from this state is catching and very powerful. Let's go forth and change the world. That was the chapter on peace from the forthcoming audiobook, How to Have a Successful Relationship, which will be available on audible.com and our website philandmaud.com. You can read our blogs and sign up for our newsletter there too. Peace, everybody.